Welcome to the Balanced Flux Podcast. I'm Jenny McLeod, and these are my takes on cultivating mental health, enhancing personal productivity, thereby living a balanced life. I hope that you'll be inspired to expand the quality of your life and in turn, empower others along the way. Expect new episodes on Sundays at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. And remember that you can always get more information on the website at balancedflux.com. So join me now and every week on this inspiring and fulfilling journey through the Balanced Flux Podcast. Think of your mind as being a spotlight. At any given moment, that spotlight can shine intensely on one thing or bounce around wildly, only catching glimpses of the things around it. Attentiveness is your ability to control that spotlight, to choose where it falls and hold it steady. It's about being in the driver's seat of your own mind. Why, you might ask, is this control so important? Well, attentiveness is like a key that opens doors to a better, more focused, and firmly grounded life. And it has a deep impact on your mental wellness and overall well-being. Let's unpack what attentiveness really is. Yes, it's about active focus and paying attention, but it goes deeper. It's about being completely present, fully engaged with whatever is right in front of you, be it a task, a feeling, or another person. Consider it the antithesis of being on autopilot, sleepwalking through your days. The advanced form of attentiveness involves a mastery of your mind, blocking out the cacophony of distractions the world throws at you, honing in like a laser beam on what matters. It takes discipline, but the rewards are plenty, including reduced stress levels and a greater sense of calm. Attentiveness comes in different flavors. There's the outward kind, where your spotlight is beaming out into the world, helping you drive safely, follow a recipe with precision, and notice the small details that bring joy, like the changing colors of leaves or a child's laughter. This outward focus also supports learning and memory, allowing you to retain information more effectively. Then there's the internal kind, where you turn that spotlight on your own thoughts, emotions, and sensations. That's the attentiveness needed for self-understanding, recognizing patterns of behavior, and identifying what triggers stress or anxiety in your life. It's a crucial element in practicing techniques like cognitive reappraisal, helping you manage difficult emotions in healthful ways. Finally, there's situational attentiveness, your ability to ramp up your focus in demanding moments, whether it's giving an important presentation, managing a challenging conversation, or even navigating a tricky DIY project. The rewards of this skill are immense. It's your secret weapon for getting things done right and achieving your goals. Imagine the difference between someone skimming an email and someone really absorbing its content. Mistakes are far less likely with the attentive approach, leading to improved performance and a sense of accomplishment. But perhaps even more significant is how it strengthens your relationships. Have you experienced talking to certain people while they checked their phones, or just seemed mentally not all there? Well, it didn't feel great, did it? See, when you give the gift of your full attentiveness, others feel valued, heard, and connected. This leads to deeper trust and more fulfilling bonds. On the flip side, attentive introspection can reveal so much about yourself, providing a roadmap for personal growth and better decision-making. It fosters a sense of agency, because you can't transform what you're not fully aware of. Okay, fair warning, being attentive isn't always a picnic. Our brains like to wander, and holding that spotlight still takes a considerable amount of effort. It can be mentally tiring, especially at first. Plus, if you're prone to negativity, that focused attention can magnify your worries rather than help you work through them. This is where it's wise to pair attentiveness with healthful coping mechanisms and even with the support of a mental health professional. Sometimes the world throws a crazy, distracting circus at you that makes attentiveness almost impossible. But here's the good news. The more you practice being attentive, the stronger that mental muscle gets. Simple mindfulness exercises like focusing on your breath are the attention gymnasium for your brain. Additionally, managing your environment goes a long way. Carve out quiet spaces where you can work without constant interruption. Set your phone on silent mode when you genuinely need to concentrate and embrace the power of single-tasking. It's the antidote to our multi-tap, always-on world. Setting breaks into your day where you allow your mind to wander and recharge will ultimately lead to a stronger focus when it counts. As you journey towards a more attentive life, ask yourself, where does my mind wander to most often? What would change if I could bring that spotlight back in? How might my relationships deepen if I were more fully present? Bear in mind, it's all about progress and completion, not perfection. Even brief moments of attentiveness sprinkled throughout your day can make a real difference in how you experience the world. And so, let attentiveness become a tool for you to live a richer, more fulfilling, and profoundly intentional life. And that's a wrap for this week's episode of the Balanced Flux Podcast. A new episode drops every Sunday at 1 p.m. UTC on major podcast apps and platforms. You can also listen to the podcast and extend your support through the website at balancedflux.com. This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only. Kindly seek the appropriate care and treatment from licensed professionals. Do join the community on social channels and send your messages there or via email. Either way, if this podcast sparks some form of inspiration, I'd be more than glad to hear from you. Thank you for sharing your time and mind space. Your presence and engagement truly make this journey even more fulfilling and rewarding. I'm Tenny McLeod, signing off for now, and until the next time, stay safe, best wishes, and keep striving to achieve your balanced flux.